any moral excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, then turn to the positive. And certainly there is moral excellence, and there are things worthy of praise, and they come to those who focus on the things of God, which of course are what all of those things are referring to there in verse 8. So, where do you get contentment? By being caught up in the love of the fellowship, cultivating joy in the Lord, accepting little with humble patience and sweet reasonableness. So basically essential. Praying thankfully and offloading your burden on the Lord and receiving His peace. Focusing on positive things. Knowing that the Lord is ever present to supply all your needs. And one other thought, Paul says in verse 9, you need to follow a good example. It really helps to have an example. Paul says, the things you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. Paul finally says, look, just do what I did. You saw my life. He was an example, the greatest example, next to Jesus, of contentment in the direst of circumstances. So he says, you saw, you learned, you received, you heard. Do what you saw, what you heard, what you learned, what you received. Do what I showed you to do, and you'll enjoy the God of peace in all His blessing. Find a good example and pattern your life after a good example. Maybe it is Paul. And even though Paul isn't a living human being today, I find that he is an example to me. I would certainly enjoy having human examples of these kinds of virtues. But I have come to know Paul so well because of so many years of studying the Scripture that probably among human beings who have lived on the earth, Paul is my primary example. He said, you know, be followers of me as I am of Christ. Paul has set the pattern for me to follow. And if in the horrific circumstances of his life, he learned to be content, then I can certainly look at my life with far less strain and difficulty and find contentment in the same shepherd that shepherded Paul. You can be satisfied in life, you can find contentment, and it comes through love, joy, humility, trust,